brand new show is coming to RNIB Connect Radio. It starts on the 2nd of August, and Katrina Taylor will be in the chair for All That Jazz. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi there.
The genre itself, then, where did the love of that style come from?
I grew up listening to kind of my parents' music tastes, and there was some jazz in there. So, yeah, I guess from an early age. And then as I developed as a singer, that was just my natural calling. I veered towards jazz and Latin jazz.
Well, you mentioned your career. You started out in law and then you found your way into singing. That's quite a diversion.
Yeah, I started as a lawyer and I really enjoyed doing that whilst I was learning and qualifying. And when I started working, I did kind of think to myself, am I going to do this for the rest of my life? And the answer came back to me as a no. And I turned to music and started performing on the jazz circuit in the UK. And I've loved every minute of it.
Just looking at some of the stuff you've done, you know, you've got Ronnie Scott's in there, which is a hugely famous place. Supported, was it George Benson you supported on one of his tours?
Yes, that's right. An amazing artist, a really professional, really inspirational. That's kind of the highlight, I think, of some of the things I've done. There are other artists also that I have supported on tour. The James Taylor Quartet, they're a great jazz funk outfit. So yeah, Ronnie Scott's, that was very exciting.
As well as the new show starting, you're also going to be performing at the Edinburgh Festival. Do you prefer recorded stuff or do you love performing live?
I love both. They both have different things to bring to the party, really, because being in front of an audience is amazing. You have that feedback and that connection with the audience, and that's wonderful. But recording really gives you the chance to go and finesse things and spend some time. And gosh, life is so busy. It's actually really enjoyable to be stuck in a recording studio and have nothing else to focus on.
I've been talking with some performers over the past few months, and indeed in last year, I suppose, especially as well. You know, a lot of them were so looking forward to getting back on stage in front of a live audience. They've been doing things on Teams and Zoom, and it just didn't have that feedback and that effect.
I got used to it during the pandemic. I was doing a lot of live streaming, and at first it was a little shock to the system not having that response, that audience response. But after a while, I enjoyed it. It has its pros and cons. There's nothing like performing live. I mean, there's just nothing like it. It's a buzz, you know, that you can't really replace anywhere else. It's very exciting and it's very emotional. And music is such a great way to express yourself. So I really like being on stage as well.
You seem to have a really busy lifestyle. What do the family make of the jet setting around?
Most of my jet setting with them is to swimming lessons and to play tennis or, you know, take them to their school events. And I'm a very busy mum as well. But I am lucky enough to be doing some events around the country. Yes, I'm up to Edinburgh and I'm also doing Saffron Hall later in September. I'll be doing the London Jazz Festival in November. And they're very supportive. You know, they love the fact their mum's a singer.
And the show will be starting the beginning of August. What kind of things can we expect? Like your first show, was it difficult to pick choices for that one?
I really enjoyed selecting the music. I think that's one of the favourite things to do. It gives me a chance to look at some new music, listen to some old music, find some songs that I haven't had time to kind of think about for a while. So, I didn't find it too difficult to put stuff down. And it's all my favourite singers, male artists, female artists, Latin, jazz and soul. Something for everyone, I'd say.
Do you have a favourite jazz style? I know there are a lot. Is there a favourite or do you just like a bit of everything?
I do like a bit of everything. I mean, when I'm writing as a songwriter, a little bit of everything comes out. So there's a lot of influences there. And I like the jazz divas and the great male singers that there are in jazz. So I'm not always a massive fan of scat singing, although obviously that comes into jazz a little bit. And I really enjoy instrumentals too.
Were there any singers who influenced your own singing style?
Well, loads of singers have influenced me. I very much like singers like Eva Cassidy, Norah Jones, but also the Ella Fitzgeralds and the Sarah Vaughans. I was lucky enough to have a review recently which compared me to Diana Krall, so I thought that was a very nice compliment, and she's a great singer too.
Now, there'll be people out there who probably haven't thought of jazz as a style they'd like to listen to, you know, may not think of listening to a show like All That Jazz. How would you encourage someone to listen to that particular style and a show, of course?
Well, if you like great music and you want to get your feet tapping and, you know, you're in the mood for just a big smile and enjoying the sounds of some wonderful singers, then you're going to love this show.
And you can tune into All That Jazz on RIB Connect Radio for its first play on August the 2nd at 8 p.m, Saturdays at 6 p.m, and Sundays at 1 p.m. Katrina, lovely chatting with you. Best of luck with the show, and thanks for joining us once again on RIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Great to talk to you.